So Herod had heard about all that was happening. Because of the saint's feast day yesterday, St. Matthew, we missed the part that precedes this, which tells us that Jesus summoned the 12 and then sent them out to do the same great works that he was doing, which they did. So all of these miraculous events were taking place. And so these are the things that Herod was hearing about happening. And he was perplexed. And he kept trying to see him, which is very similar to the reaction he had to John the Baptist. But he was perplexed and he kept trying to see him. He wanted to know him. He was curious about him. You know, we as humans have a desire to know things. It's part of the way that we are made. Our intellect is oriented towards knowledge. But because of sin, sometimes it gets disoriented and we want to know the wrong things. We get distracted by just the vanities of this life that we heard about in the first reading. Just misdirected or undirected curiosity to know things. St. Thomas Aquinas would call this a vice and a sin. To want to know things just to know things. This idle, vain curiosity. And so in that first reading, he says, nothing new under the sun. And so we experience this in our own lives today. Those of us of a certain age remember that National Enquirer magazine, right? Inquiring minds want to know. That tabloid trash, just celebrity gossip. And with the invention of the technological advancements that we have, it's just commonplace now to waste our time learning things that have no meaning, no purpose, no direction. We have every bit of knowledge in the world available to our fingertips. So any passing thought we have, we can find the answer, which just causes confusion and a disorientation and a unnecessary obsession with the things of this world. And that's where Herod was. I mean, we know what kind of man he was, an adulterer, a liar, a drunkard, a man enslaved to his passions, chained to this world, caught up in the idle curiosities, unable to make a firm decision. You know, St. Thomas Aquinas, we also talk about the sin of effeminacy, the vice of effeminacy, for a man who's unable to sacrifice for the greater good, the common good, to sacrifice for those things that are right. And this is what happens when we give ourselves over to our passions. Herod is a perfect example of that. And so we examine our own lives. How much time do I waste in idle curiosity? When I get stuck watching reality TV or just the tabloid news, which basically almost all the news now is tabloid news. Just unnecessary information about other people's lives. And then it just creates a hunger within us to want to know more and more things. Well, did you hear about this? Oh, they said this. What about that? Oh, have you heard about this? And oftentimes the things we're saying are true, and they may not always be derogatory or demeaning, but it's an unnecessary obsession, a desire to know, to be perplexed by things that don't matter. Herod was unable to be truly perplexed, intrigued by the person of Jesus because of his enslavement to his flesh. But we, as disciples, as we would have heard about yesterday's reading, and we did learn a little bit about St. Matthew, as going out into the world to proclaim the good news, that our lives could be like the early church, should be like the early church, that we go out and we do these great works, proclaim the saving name of Jesus Christ. Share the saving message of the gospel with the world so that those who are enslaved to their passions can be perplexed by the person of Jesus. And this desire for more could be awakened within them. I mean, this is the invitation that each one of us has. And we live a life that is drawing other people to Jesus, but we also reject the life of idle curiosity. That we respect the gift of our knowledge, the ability to know things, the desire to know things, and let that be oriented towards Jesus. So when we learn about the things of the world, we do so because it helps us to appreciate God more. It gives us a greater insight to the heart of the Father who loves us. This is why we know the things of the world. We're made to know God, to love God, to serve God, so that we can be happy with Him in the life to come. We pray for the grace to not be like Herod, enslaved to our passions, caught in the vain and idle curiosities of this world. With a heart set on heaven, we pursue the greater things, to come to a true knowledge of the God who loves us.